Good morning. Hello. If you are in year six or under and would like to come and sit at the front here, that would be wonderful. So if you're in primary school or younger and want to come up the front, that would be great. It'll just help me because I can talk to you easier and you'll be able to see the things I show you as the talk goes on. Oh, my God. Great. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. Well done. Now, before we do anything else, we're going to pray again. So this is what I want us to do. Sit up straight. Grown-ups as well. Sit up straight. Hands together. Eyes closed. And we're going to talk to God. Father God, thank you so much for the Bible. Thank you that we get to learn another story about how faithful you are. Amen. Now, boys and girls, I don't know if you've ever read them, but when I was younger, I used to love the Mr. Men books. And one of my favourite Mr. Men books was Mr. Grumble. And in today's passage from the Bible, it's a bit like Mr. Grumble. So I'll get out my giant Mr. Grumble. There we go, that's Mr. Grumble. Now, Mr. Grumble is wonderful. Mr. Grumble, if grown-ups, if you haven't read Mr. Grumble, it's great. It's got everything. It's got grumbling. It's got parties. It's got wizards. It's got this really strange Mr. Man to pig metamorphosis that kind of happens in the middle. It's very strange. But he grumbles about everything. Mr. Grumble grumbles when he wakes up in the morning because a new day has started. Mr. Grumble grumbles about the countryside when he goes on a walk. Mr. Grumble grumbles about going to parties. Who grumbles about going to parties? Well, in today's true story from the Bible, we see God's people, the Israelites, grumbling. They should be super happy because God has rescued them, but they're grumbling. They're grumbling. Now, I want us to do one thing. I have an assistant here. This is Steve, my assistant. I know. Whenever Steve holds up Mr. Grumble, I need you all to grumble. Okay? We'll practice. We'll practice. You know what generic grumbling noises sound like? We'll try. So. Great. And down. Good. Now I'm going to tell you two stories from the Bible about the Israelites grumbling. The first one is the one that Sarah just read out for us, and I'm going to read it to you again. It says this: Moses led the people of Israel away from the Red Sea. The people went into the desert of Shur. They traveled for 3 days in the desert, but found no water. Then they came to Marah, where there was water, but they could not drink it because it was too bitter. That's why the place was named Marah. So the Israelites had no water. When they went to their water bottle to have a drink, their water bottle was pretty much empty. There was nothing there. When they went to the tap to fill the kettle and make a cup of tea, there was no water. They were thirsty, so they had a choice. Do you think the Israelites are going to trust the God who had rescued them from Egypt, or are they going to grumble? Steve, lift up the Mr. Grumble sign. And down. Great. I've realised it's so big, he can't see me doing my gestures. That's fine. That's right. They didn't trust God. They grumbled. Let me read you what it says. The people grumbled to Moses. They asked, "What will we drink?" And then what happens next is Moses cries out to the Lord. The Lord showed him a piece of wood. He took that piece of wood, threw it in the water, and the water became fit to drink. See, the Israelites should have trusted God because God made the water nice and drinkable. God rescued them from Egypt, and now he's looking after them in the desert. And then there's more. 2 months after being rescued from Egypt, the Israelites are hungry. They've run out of food. They haven't got anything to eat. Now again, do you think they are going to trust God, who has rescued them from Egypt and who has provided water for them to drink when they are thirsty? Or do you think they're going to grumble? And down. That's great. That's right. They're going to grumble. Let me tell you what happens. The whole Israelite community grumbled to Moses and Aaron in the desert. The Israelites said to them, "It would have been better if the Lord had killed us in the land of Egypt. There we had meat to eat. We had all the food we wanted. But you have brought us into this desert. You will starve us to death here." Now God did two things. He gave them a special type of bread called manna, which appeared on the ground when they woke up. And he sent quail. Now a quail is a small type of bird which you can cook and which tastes really nice. Now, I don't have a quail, but I do have Agatha. Now, Agatha is my smallest chicken, and she's still a little bit bigger than a quail. And in the morning, in the evening, after they grumbled, thousands and thousands and thousands of quail, of Agathas, filled the Israelite camp. Now I'll put Agatha back away in case she gets all worried. But imagine that. Imagine the Israelite camp full of thousands and thousands and thousands of quail. Now the reason that's really good news is because quails can become roast dinners. Agatha is fine. Quails can become roast dinners. So the Israelites were hungry and they moaned and they grumbled and they complained, and God sent thousands of roast dinners into the Israelite camp. God is good. He cared for them. He gave them manna and quail. They shouldn't have grumbled. They should have trusted God. Now, boys and girls, who here ever grumbles? Oh, that's, you're very good. You never grumble. I grumble. Sarah grumbles a lot. I'm pretty sure that every single grown-up in this room grumbles sometimes. It's quite normal to grumble sometimes. And sometimes we even do what the Israelites did and grumble against God. We've been rescued from our sins. God sent Jesus to die on the cross to take the punishment we deserve for our sins. We have been rescued by him, and we're promised that God will look after us, but so often we grumble. Grown-ups, I wonder if any of you have ever grumbled about your new life as Christians, because it feels sometimes like it's restrictive, or there's parts of your old life that you miss. The meat to eat in Egypt, there's bits of your old life that you missed. Or maybe just more insidiously, we know that we should be thankful as people who have been saved by Jesus. But the reality is we often just trudge through the Christian life begrudgingly rather than walk through it thankfully. It's a striking feature of this passage that the thankfulness the Israelites felt after coming through the Red Sea, the shaking of the tambourines and the singing, that thankfulness that overflowed into song lasts 3 days. 3 days before they are grumbling. 3 hard days results in them forgetting their thankfulness. See, there's a stark contrast in this passage between moany, grumbly, forgetful people and a faithful, caring God who provides for his people, not because of their grumbling, but in spite of their grumbling. So boys and girls and grown-ups, there are three things I'd like you to remember from this passage, from what we've talked about today. God rescues his people. For us, that means Jesus died on the cross to save us. We can trust that God will always care for us, and God will always be loyal and faithful to us, even if sometimes we're grumpy and grumbly towards him. I'm going to pray again, and then I'll hand back over to Steve. So again, sit up straight, hands together, eyes closed, and we'll talk to God. Father God, thank you so much that even though we can sometimes be grumbly towards you, you are faithful to us. Thank you that even though we moan, you always care for us. Amen.